You only need 9 minutes to eradicate your ants, your automated negative thoughts, to boost your energy, to step into your purpose, and become more productive. How? By hacking your morning routine like Michelle Obama, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, and Kylie Jenner does every single day. They wake up at the same time every morning to repeat the same set of habits. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. Michelle Obama wakes up every morning at 4:30 a.m. to exercise, Warren Buffett to read, Oprah Winfrey to write in her gratitude journal, Tony Robbins and Kylie Jenner to meditate. What's the first thing you did when you woke up this morning? Many of us hit snooze 25 times, followed by 15 minutes of lying in bed, scrolling through social media. What if you woke up and worked on yourself for 9 minutes each day? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Together, we'll build your morning routine to jumpstart your day. Your first tiny action? Hydrate the minute you wake up. Here's the secret. Put a glass of water on your nightstand the night before. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Hit Savers app. 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to hack your morning.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Luneed Lewis. Today, I have great news. I am here in this bonus episode to introduce the Hit Savers app for your best morning routine ever. So exciting. What have I done? I have been chatting with some amazing entrepreneurs, collecting data on their morning habits, and these entrepreneurial habits are proven to improve health, more productivity, and increase mental clarity. So it's only right that I compile these reoccurring actionable habits and share them with you so you can have access to them. That's right. Hit Savers app is scheduled to launch April 1st, 2020. Let me ask you, did you know doctors and psychologists have found out that what you do in the first 8 to 10 minutes in the morning sets the tone for the rest of your day? So I have to ask, how do you spend the first 10 minutes of your day? You see, most people spend it hitting snooze, grunting and rolling over to get dressed and rushing out the door. What if that time was spent making yourself a better person? What if you woke up 10 minutes before you needed to each day and worked on yourself? What if you meditated instead of scrolling through social media? What if you decided to work out for 5 minutes to get your heart rate up instead of downing that cup of coffee to wake you up? What if you took a cold shower to give you more of that alert feeling? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Well, morning enthusiasts, look no further, because the Hit Savers app is 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to improve the quality of your day. So here we go. Each acronym stands for habit. The first one is H, which stands for hydration. Hydrating first thing in the morning. The I stands for I am grateful journal, where you get to list out 3 things you are grateful for. T stands for time's up, make your bed. S is for silence, that is intentional silence and meditation. A is for affirmation, speaking I am affirmations to rid of the ant that we talk about a lot on the show, automated negative thoughts. The affirmation is there to reframe the mind. V is visioneering, it's visualizing with a twist, and we'll talk about that later. E, exercising, getting the heart rate up to give you energy throughout the day. R is for read, where you read to stimulate the mind to learn and to grow. And then S, the last one, is for shower, making the last 60 seconds of your shower ice cold to boost up your immune system, burn fat, increase metabolism, and of course, give you that boost of alertness. All right, let's jump right into the V in the acronym HIT Savers, the V stands for visioneering. So this is visualization with a twist. So imagining your vision board, but this time around, we're adding emotion to your visualization and manifestation process. So visioneering is a program of mental rehearsal of future events that anchors successful images to a positive emotion. It programs the subconscious to bring forth a desired goal into reality. How? Well, I'm glad you asked. So I want to walk you through briefly what that process looks like. So imagine you get comfortable, you close your eyes, you roll them upward, focusing on your breath for about 5 breaths. I want you to recreate a winning feeling by bringing forth a positive image from your past or reliving it for a minute or two. So this could be when you were falling in love, when you graduated school, when you had your first child, when you got your first payment from your business, your first sale. Imagine that feeling and how good it felt and how present you were. And we live in that moment for a second, and then envision your future goal as if you've already achieved it. So you do a mental rehearsal of that event with as much color and detail as possible. So you are bringing forth the feeling of the already happened event to this new goal that you want to accomplish, this new desire. You're bringing over the emotion. That's the difference. You're bringing over that emotion to trigger the mind that you've already lived it. You've already experienced it. And that's the beauty with visioneering. So last, when you open your eyes, you will say these words: I now allow myself to have dot, 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 whatever that you envisioned, whatever that you were manifesting. And you fill in the blank with whatever it was that you wanted. And then you say, so be it, it is done. So this simple statement just affirms to yourself that the goal you just programmed in your mind, you've released it because you've already accomplished it. You've expecting it. It's good to have an expectation for the things that we want in life. And so that's the process of visioneering. And it allows you to look at your vision, create it in your mind, because things are created twice, first in our mind and then in reality. So your visualization, your visioneering process could include your goals, what it will look like and feel like when you reach them or accomplish them. You can visualize the day going perfectly, see yourself enjoying your work, smiling and laughing with your family and significant other or your coworkers, and easily accomplish all that you intend to accomplish for that day. You see what it will look like, you feel it, taste like, and you can experience the joy of what you will create. It's just like when you are looking to buy a new car, you visualize what the seating looks like, the color, the feel of the interior design, the accent piece in the car, the color of the car. And it's the same thing with visualizing any goal, any desire that we want to accomplish. I know for me, when I was learning how to swim, I had to visualize it before getting in the water. With every stroke, I had to visualize myself coming up for air and open up for air on my left side. And then I do the right and coming up for air, because that helped me to remain calm, because I saw it in my mind already that I did well and I accomplished it and I swam well. Then when I got in the water, it manifested. It became my reality. And that's really how I learned how to swim at 30 years old. I wouldn't have been able to do it if I didn't see myself seeing it through. If I didn't envision myself actually accomplishing it, it would not have been possible, because, you know, it's hard to learn to swim at so late in the game. But I was able to do it because I had the power of visualization in my left pocket, you can say, to actually help me conquer that. And I was able to do a triathlon. Swim a mile in under an hour. I did it in 45 minutes, and which was like, I've never done that before. That I would have been disqualified if I didn't complete the swim part of the race in the allotted time. And I was able to do so because I visualized myself going through the finish line. I visualized myself making it through out of the water and successfully swimming through that race. And so, morning enthusiasts, this is part of the app, the Hit Savers app that is coming out April 1st. And you get the 10-minute session to, or less, it could be 1 minute, to actually manifest and visualize your goal. And so I want you to start thinking about some of the things you want to envision when the app comes out in 2 weeks, so that you're ready to actually start bringing them into life. Start creating the life that you desire. Start creating those goals that you want. All right. That is it for today. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Actually, I have a great episode coming out with the Men of the Hour. My fiance is going to be on the show tomorrow. And so tune in, y'all. It is one you do not want to miss. Benga Adieko is coming on the podcast tomorrow, Thursday. That is it for me. I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
You only need 9 minutes to eradicate your ants, your automated negative thoughts, to boost your energy, to step into your purpose, and become more productive. How? By hacking your morning routine like Michelle Obama, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, and Kylie Jenner does every single day. They wake up at the same time every morning to repeat the same set of habits. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. Michelle Obama wakes up every morning at 4:30 a.m. to exercise, Warren Buffett to read, Oprah Winfrey to write in her gratitude journal, Tony Robbins and Kylie Jenner to meditate. What's the first thing you did when you woke up this morning? Many of us hit snooze 25 times, followed by 15 minutes of lying in bed, scrolling through social media. What if you woke up and worked on yourself for 9 minutes each day? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Together, we'll build your morning routine to jumpstart your day. Your first tiny action? Hydrate the minute you wake up. Here's the secret. Put a glass of water on your nightstand the night before. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Hit Savers app. 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to hack your morning.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.